Hey, it's Rachel.
And Megan.
And this is your Daily Dish. Today we're going to be talking about Married to Medicine and that epic episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And we have a little sneak at the end of a new show coming up that we're super excited about. So starting off with Married to Medicine, we're obviously going to talk about this big blow up between several people at Jackie's photo shoot. Jackie has a photo shoot going to support breast cancer awareness and to promote women getting their mammograms. She's invited all the ladies to come be a part of the photo shoot and get a little sexy. Toya and Tamar Braxton show up, clients of Dr. Jackie, and they give her some tips about being naked and sexy, which I think they both know very well how to do. Most of it is like making your face duck lips, but they're obviously experts, and it was amazing seeing these guys. Right. Find out more about Jackie's relationship with the Braxtons at BravoTV.com. But then it goes from sexy to kind of sad. Heavenly and Nicole show up. They've promised Dr. Jackie that they would be in this photo shoot. And they show up, and they're like, you know what? Actually, I'm not comfortable doing it. Mariah's not comfortable either. So you have Heavenly, Lisa Nicole, and Mariah not doing this photo shoot when they said they would. So they're kind of just there now. Earlier in the episode, Nicole and Heavenly kind of went at it about their relationship conference. Basically, Dr. Heavenly says, your relationship is terrible, you lie about it all the time, and your husband lies to you. Doesn't go over well, and so this is kind of like they're together for the first time since then, and it just goes terribly. They're already kind of on Dr. Jackie's naughty list. They start screaming at each other in the middle of this studio. And Dr. Jackie, she's usually so calm and collected and like the voice of reason, loses her mind a little bit. She screams out, and I think we have the clip of it, where she says,
you guys are disrespecting me again.
I'm sorry.
You can really hear her southern twang kind of come out in that again, which I love, but I'm so sad it had to happen like this. And then she kicks them out and slams the door, and it's really intense. And Dr. Jackie cries in the other room, and it's just awful because this is such an important day for her. Dr. Heavenly feels terrible. Lisa Nicole feels terrible. It's just all not good. You know it's bad when Dr. Jackie is, like, losing her mind. And next week it's going to be even crazier because it's Toya's birthday, and it gets messy. But let's move on to Atlanta.
All right, so Phaedra's bomb situation
turns out to be not
so
a bomb situation.
Scary after all.
Right. Apparently, her client was dropping off CDs, went to the wrong office, and it was just a big misunderstanding, according to Homeland Security.
But you know who did not seem convinced? Mama Joyce.
Not convinced at all.
She was really like
he's
in a
gonna
mood.
Blow you the F up.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
mean,
she kept saying.
We heard that like at least five times.
Right, it was amazing. But also very scary.
Yeah, it was kind of weird to watch them laughing because, like, even though nothing did happen, it's still just the whole, like, what if, you
right,
know?
Right, right. Totally. Scary.
Scary.
But everything's okay. Phaedra's okay.
She's stepping up security. The other huge moment in the episode was with Kenya and her boyfriend, Matt. So, you know, she and Matt have been having issues, as we've seen, you know, so far on the season. They're on again, they're off again, they're on again, they're off again. He missed the birthday outing that we saw last week because he got upset about that Jay-Z photo
right,
that
she posted. Throwback. From that great music video.
Yeah. So we see Kenya really upset, and she's on the phone with Cynthia, and she's saying that she and Matt had been in a huge fight. She had taken away, I guess, his keys or his access
to the garage.
Right.
And he wanted to come over and get his stuff because they had this big fight.
And she has security camera footage of him kicking the glass in the garage door. You know, this episode was interesting because they really kind of broke that fourth wall that we don't always see.
Oh, right. At one moment, she goes and talks to one of the producers, Joyce, and is like, he's not a bad guy. I really love him, but I don't know what to do.
Right. And she goes and calls Matt, and they're talking, and she says the crew is finishing up. So he comes over and they're still there filming. He gets upset that they're still filming. He clearly didn't want this conversation on camera. I don't know.
At one point she was like, well, this is who I am.
Yeah, it just made me happy that they did show all of that, because it always gives you like a new insight into how it all works.
And it was interesting to like actually see it play out on camera.
Totally.
And we're in on that story too.
And I think it's a good reminder to viewers, because you kind of forget, like, you're so invested in watching, you forget that they're having these deep conversations with the camera, like not far away. And I don't know, it
made me feel like, who knows how long this producer has worked with Kenya. This is clearly someone that they have a relationship and trusts. It was an interesting episode, and the whole thing just broke my heart for Kenya.
Yeah.
So super excited to tell you guys about this new show coming to Bravo Sundays starting January 15th. The show is called First Family of Hip Hop. If you're at all interested in hip hop music at all, you have to watch this show. It's about Sugar Hill Records, which basically, before there was Rockefeller, before there was Def Jam, there was Sugar Hill Records. They brought rap kind of to the mainstream. And this is the story of that family and where it is now. So while Sugar Hill Records is basically the founder of hip-hop as we know it now, it has kind of lost some of its prestige or industry cred in the past years. So now there's kind of this power struggle between the new generation that wants to get this family's business back to where it once was, and there's the older generation who wants to stick to how it's always been. So this power struggle is kind of like you're going to see played out over the season, and I'm super stoked to see what happens. So what did you guys think about Atlanta this week and this craziness between Kenya and Matt?
Tweet us your thoughts. We'd love to hear them. We're at Bravo TV.
Using hashtag The Daily Dish.